This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To all of our viewers out there, may the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you, or as we say in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us here in Distilled Wisdom. In the past few weeks, we've talked about Quranic wisdom. And inshallah, as of today, we are going to take a shift and we are going to talk about the prophetic wisdom. And by the prophetic wisdom, I'm talking about the teachings of the messengers of Allah. Mainly, most of the statements that we will be using will be coming from the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just very quickly, to the benefit of my brothers and sisters who may not be of the Muslim faith, my brothers and sisters in humanity, part of the belief of Islam is that you must believe that God has communicated with humanity in the past. And the way that God chose to communicate with humanity is that He sent messengers. These messengers began with Adam alayhi salam, going through Noah, Enoch or Idris as we call him, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Jesus and Moses. And the very last one of them is Muhammad. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. And by the way, this statement that I just mentioned, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them or him, is a statement that is mentioned after the name of any messenger. And this is a statement that is said out of respect. No Muslim is a Muslim if he puts down, belittle, or rejects in any way, shape, or form, or manner any of the messengers of Allah. We believe them to be the best of humanity. We believe them to be infallible, that these are the best that have ever lived. And in the process, we Muslims, we attempt to be like them. For example, a good number of Muslim men choose to wear a beard. You ask why? We say we want to be like Muhammad, we want to be like Jesus, we want to be like Moses. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. Not only in our physical appearance, but most important also in our moral character as well. For example, Muslim women would be wearing a scarf. Well, why do you do so? It says because of Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon him, is the caliber of women that we look up to, so we want to be like Maryam. Not only in her physical appearance, but also in her moral character as well. So that's why I am saying that the prophetic statements that we will be discussing may either be coming from Prophet Moses or Prophet Jesus or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or as I said earlier, most of them will be coming from Prophet Muhammad. But in case you hear us referring to Jesus or Moses, it is because that is part of the beliefs of the Muslims as well. One thing about the statements of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is that he said, "Utitu jawami' al-kalim." I was given the ability to say which is huge in meaning in little words. The definition of eloquence in Arabic is such that you captivate great meanings in small words. And some people, Allah has given them this gift. People are able to say so much in very little words. So it is not the length of speech that people give, but rather how meaningful is the statement that they have just uttered. So some people are fond of memorizing quotes. Simply quotes and quotables is really the idea of encapsulating and captivating great meanings in small statements. And the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, are of such nature. Why is this? Simply because when you teach, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done, you want to say a lot in meaning, but not necessarily at the expense of giving a long speech, but rather you want to keep it short, to that something that is memorable, easy for people to memorize. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, would speak in such a language, would speak in such a way. And by the way, that applies to all the messengers of Allah. One of my favorite stories, for example, that is part of the Muslim tradition regarding Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, they said that Isa alayhi salam, as we call him in Arabic, was a very optimistic man. So one day he was walking with his disciples when they came across a dead dog. So the disciples grabbed their nose and they started speaking about how foul it smelled and how ugly it looked, you know, being dead like this. And Jesus, peace be upon him, looked at it and said, "This dog has got beautiful white teeth." So they said, "Prophet of Allah, it's just a dead dog and you are commenting about its white teeth?" Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "You saw the worst and you spoke, and I saw the best and I spoke." Beautiful statement that reflects so much about the attitude of Jesus, yet his statements was very little. "You saw the worst and you spoke, I saw the best and I spoke." No need to say any more, because now that becomes so unbelievably clear at this point. So in any case, we are going to take the very first statement by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is an emphasis that the Prophet, peace be upon him, puts on motives. It is not enough to do good. The motive behind the good that you are doing must also be good. It has to be genuine. It has to be authentic. And it has to be real. And many times, the ruling that we give on any act that we do really depends on what kind of mental and spiritual attitude we're brought in to this act that seems to be good, that looks to be good, but determines whether it was really good or not. So for example, and by the way, this hadith was collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi. In it, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "Abdun razaqahu Allahu malan wa ilma." A servant of Allah, whom Allah has blessed with wealth and knowledge. فهو يتقي في ماله ربه ويصل به رحمه. So he becomes very God conscious when it comes to his wealth, and he uses his wealth as means of keeping in touch with his kinship and with his relatives. ويعلم أن لله فيه حقا فهذا بأفضل المنازل. And he is fully aware of the rights of Allah regarding his wealth and regarding his knowledge. He said, for such a person is in the best of positions. What is interesting about this statement is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is equating that the best thing to do is to actually have the wealth, but also to have the knowledge that is going not only to guard the wealth itself, but what is to be done with that wealth. Sometimes we may have money, but we do not have the knowledge as to what to do with that money. It's blessings, but blessings that can be utilized in better use if we choose to utilize them in better use. And then also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this wealth is being used to further advance the relationship amongst relatives. Sometimes not all relatives are poor, are rich, or are poor. And what happens is that sometimes we are more fortunate than others. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, extend a helping hand. Extend a helping hand to your relatives. See, maybe you can improve and advance the betterment of their situation. He said, help them out. And then the Prophet ﷺ comments by saying that, and such kind of a person, فَهُوَ بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. And this person is in the best of positions. And then it said, وَعَبْدٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا. And a servant whom Allah has given great knowledge, but they don't have much money. فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ. So his intention is sincere. يقول, when he says, لو أنني مالا لعملت عمل فلان. If in addition to my knowledge I had the wealth of such and such person, I would have done the same thing as that person. فهو بنيته. So he is going to be held by his intention. وأجرهما سواء. And this is another position. The person has the knowledge, but they really don't have the means. And in this case, the means here are the wealth. But he is aware of what other good people are doing with their wealth. So what does he say? And when he says it, He is very sincere about what he is saying. فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ As the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. He is genuine in his intention. What does he say? If I only had the wealth of such and such person, I would do exactly what this person is doing. Sometimes it's so beautiful to see the people, the brothers and the sisters, whom Allah has given wealth, and you see the beautiful things that they do with it. Or they have opened a hospital, or they have opened an orphanage, or they provide this service for the poor and the needy. They take care of the orphans, they take care of the widows, they take care of the those who are sick and are not able to provide for themselves. You look into this and you say, man, I wish I had their wealth so that I can do what it is that they are doing. And then the Prophet ﷺ gives the good news by saying, فَهُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ said, when it comes to the reward, these two people are equal. Even though this person did not really have the money nor spent the money, and that person had the money and spent the money, but this person had a genuine intention. We are going to take a short break. And inshallah, when we come back, we are going to continue with this beautiful tradition. So stay tuned with us.
There is Allah, the creator of all things.
Hussein Yee, promoting humanity, inspiring generosity.
We Muslims must understand this first. Because if we don't understand that Islam is for all, then we may have a problem.
Discouraging partiality.
Some of us thought that Islam only for Muslims, but not for other people.
Encompassing care and justice for all.
Allah is not only our God, but for all of you, is my God and your God.
To grasp this ideology unbiased, watch Islam for All. Every Monday at 10:30 p.m. Saudi Arabia and 11:30 p.m. UAE on Peace TV.
Muhammad, peace Pearls of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, avoid envy, for envy devours good deeds, just as fire devours fuel or grass. Sunan Abu Dawud, Volume 3, Book of Manners, Chapter 1759, Hadith Number 4885.
Let me remind you that the glorious Quran is not a book of science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, but it is a book of signs, S-I-G-N-S. It's a book of ayats.
How much time do you spend reading your Quran every day? How much time do you spend in salah?
If you want to be the best, you carry out the work of da'wah, you become the best.
Allah does not count the number of times you repent. Allah looks at the quality of your tawbah and not the quantity of your tawbah.
If you are able to seek knowledge and you choose not to, you carry the full sin.
Islam came to establish a civil society.
This material world is nothing but a test.
This Quran is a miracle of miracles. It's a miracle of all times.
Islam in Focus, next on Peace TV.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And thank you for joining us back again here in Distilled Wisdom. We said that this time we took a shift from the Quranic wisdom going into the prophetic wisdom of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and maybe other messengers. And in this specific one, we're talking about the idea of having a genuine intention. And in it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us about us humans being one of four kinds of people. But the statement does not stop here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that there are other kind of people as well. Goes on to describe the third person, and it said, وَعَبْدٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا and said that a servant whom Allah has blessed with wealth, but he was not blessed with knowledge. فَهُوَ يَخْبُطُ فِي مَالِهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. So this person squanders his money with no knowledge. لَا يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهِ. He is not God conscious when it comes to the way that he spends his money. وَلَا يَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهِ. And he does not keep in connection with his kinship, with his wealth. وَلَا يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حَقَّهِ. And he does not know that Allah has rights when it comes to this wealth. فَهَذَا بِأَخْبَثِ الْمَنَازِلِ. And this is the worst type of position to be in. Here is what we have. A person who has wealth and has knowledge, he is doing excellent with it. A person who has knowledge but does not have wealth, but he has a sincere desire, Allah said, they are equally rewarded. And now what we have is a shift. A person who has the wealth, but they do not have the knowledge. What do? They have the power, but they do not have the wisdom. They have the authority, but they do not have the compassion. They have the money, but they don't know what to do with it. Or they do not know what to do right with it. So what happens? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَهُوَ يَخْبُطْ. أَخْبُطْ really means to splash. And you do this when you are not aware of where your steps are. So the Prophet ﷺ said, this person takes the money. He is not God conscious in it. Does not know the rights of his relatives into his wealth. Does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His main concern becomes in acquiring more fun, feeding his own desires and feeding his own lusts and so forth. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the worst type of people. But then again, the prophetic statement does not stop here. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that there is a fourth kind of people. And in it he said, وَعَبْدٌ لَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا فَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And a servant whom Allah has neither given knowledge nor do they have wealth. So they have no knowledge and they have no wealth. فَهُوَ يَقُولُ. So he says, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ فِيهِ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ. He said, if I only had the money, I would do exactly what this third person is doing with his money. فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ وَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. Such a person is going to be held accountable due to his intention, and he is equal in sin with the previous person. Here's what we have now. A person who does not have money, does not have knowledge, but he has a wish. What is his wish? His wish is to be like the previous person. What is the previous person? Previous person is the person who has money, but does not have knowledge. So he misuses his money. He mismanages his money. He takes his money places where he needs not to be. He does with his money things that are not appropriate nor acceptable. His money is not used to improve the situation of his less fortunate brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and neighbors and relatives. Oh no, this is the person that is way too full of himself. He only thinks of three people, me, myself, and I. This is all they care about. Triple I, me, myself, and I. So what happens? They misuse the money. Have fun with it. Feed their lower desires with it. This person sees them and they see the amount of fun that they're having with their money. So what do? They say genuinely and sincerely, if I had money, this is exactly what I would do with my money. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that, you know what? At this point, intentions are equal to actions, because the desire was so tense, it was so sincere, it was so genuine, that the only reason why this person is not doing what the previous person has done with his money is that this person does not have the money. Very similar to the very first and second people. First one has the money and the knowledge, they do excellent with it. And this second person, they have the knowledge, but they do not have the money. But they see the goodness that is done by the first person, and they wish that they were part of it. And this person has the money, but no knowledge. They misuse it. This person sees them. They equally have a genuine desire in doing what these people have done. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying to both the second and the fourth person that you are equal either in reward in the case of the second person, or you are equal in sin in the case of the fourth person. What is the lesson of this hadith? Be careful about what you wish for. Be careful about what you wish for. Many times we have wishes. Many times we wish when we imagine. And sometimes we wish when we see. When we see other people do, we wish, I wish I was like this. I wish I had what these people have. I wish this and I wish that. So the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us this very valuable lesson. What is it? Be careful about what you wish for. Be careful. Because, number one, it may come to you, and what you're wishing for is not what is best for you. Or you wish for it so much and so sincerely and so genuinely, be it good or be it bad, the only thing that is stopping you is the fact that you do not have it, so Allah is going to either reward you or hold you accountable equally. And the lesson is, be careful about what you wish for. It may be given to you. And in this case, the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, you may actually be held accountable for what you have wished for. What do we wish for? You know, they say that you learn about people in different ways. We learn about people when we observe them in a social setting. We learn about people when we listen to what kind of words do they say. We learn about people when we hear them making the dua and making the prayers. When people are praying, you get to know what kind of a person you are dealing with. Because we are constantly given clues about who we are. We are constantly making statements about ourselves. Anything and everything that we do, we are saying something about ourselves. And if others are paying close attention, they will get an idea of who we really are. So now the question is, we get to know what kind of a person we are becoming, or what kind of a person we are, by paying attention to the things that we wish for. What do you wish for? What do you pray for? When you look around, who are the kind of people that you want to be like? When you look around, what are the things that attract you? For one thing that you are not doing now, what would you like to have been doing? The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, be careful about what you wish for. Simply because you may find it. Just a side point here, is that sometimes we feel that, you know what, intentions are not really actions. What I intend, what I keep in my heart is, you know, just it's just in my heart. True. We are right when we make that statement. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ actually tells us this, that sometimes thoughts come into our mind. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the thoughts that come to your mind, you are not held accountable to them. So long that you do not act upon it, and so long that you do not verbalize it. These are passing thoughts. We do not control the thoughts that come to our mind. However, we control which thoughts we want to dwell in. I don't control the thoughts that pass by my mind, but I definitely have control over which thought I want to dwell in. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, a thought comes by, you dwell into that thought. That thought does not remain a thought anymore. It becomes an intent that is so passionate, an intent that is so intense that the only reason why you are unable to do it is the lack of means. So in other words, pay attention. Pay attention to what it is that you wish for. This is such a beautiful, beautiful hadith. And we can substitute the wealth and the knowledge with many things, as we have mentioned. We can substitute it for authority and power. Some people Allah has given authority. They abuse it. They exploit people with it. They only serve their own interest with it. And people look into this and they say, if I am ever given that authority, I will do exactly what this person is doing. And some people Allah has given authority. They're very genuine. They're very compassionate. They spread goodness. Some people look into this and they say, if I am ever given authority, I would want to do what this person is doing. The lesson of the day, as we are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be careful about what you wish for. And with this, we come to the conclusion of this part of our episode. Thank you very much for joining us here today. And inshallah, you will join us when we are on next time. Until we meet next time, we say so long and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.